tell you of the glorious experience I had at the morning service last Sunday. For more than a year, I have been seeking release from a deep-seated bitterness and hatred, which had generated in my consciousness because of extreme injustice. I realized that it was a very serious situation, for I actually tasted the bitterness and had definite suggestions of poison. My first release began when I realized the meaning of the statement in your book, How to Attract Money, which reads in part as follows: God is love, and I have found him. Since I began attending the services a few Sundays ago, I have been putting requests in this prayer basket, and among these requests was one for freedom from bitterness and wounds of hatred. Last Sunday, I put one in for more illumination. As I prayed before the service, I asked that everyone who attended that service receive more illumination than they had ever received, and an answer to every request put into their prayer basket. And I also asked for healing for everyone who attended. I also asked that the auditorium be flooded with light, love, harmony, and peace, which I have done ever since I began attending. That everyone there experience this great outpouring, that the auditorium be filled with the music of the spheres, and that everyone would hear that inner music. I prayed for the organist, and her playing was more beautiful than I had ever heard. I also prayed that you would receive such an outpouring of light that everyone who heard your message would leave that service illumined, inspired, healed, and free. My reward was a marvelous release from the bitterness and hatred. While you were speaking, the light was so bright that at times I could scarcely see you. It was all around. I could also see the waves of light all around me. This platform was a shaft of light all the way across. The chair you use had about 4 inches of light around it. This is why I said to you, I shall never forget the glory of this morning. The light was also very bright during the class on your higher self, especially the last night. I could scarcely see you, and I saw the waves of light all around. I would like also to tell you how I came to the services. For more than a year, I have been applying the truth to this problem as I understood the application of it, but my technique was all wrong. Naturally, I could never solve the problem. A few months previous to that first visit to your service, I began to use the statement, I demand to know the truth and nothing but the truth. I refuse acceptance of anything but the truth. I said that over and over again as I walked along the street, and I received the answer. Through your services, your broadcasts, your books, and your prayer basket, the truth really has set me free. On my way to the service Sunday morning, I silently sang, and when I left at the close of the service, it was with a deep song of triumph in my heart, for I knew I had won my victory. I had complete release during your broadcast Monday morning. This is the first time in my life that I've had a genuine, real sense of peace. I'm so grateful for all the good I have received and for all those who are there and for all those who prayed for me. So that's very wonderful. Letter indicating a simple truth, that here's a woman who comes and prays for others and pours out love, light, truth, and beauty on them, and does it freely and with a great sense of abandonment. She has a marvelous healing. Well, you know, that's a scientific truth. Job prayed for his friends, and God gave him twice as much as he had before. Did you ever sit down in an auditorium or a church and just forget everything and just pray for the people, the speaker, and the organist, and so forth? It's a marvelous experience. Well, hundreds of people do that on Sunday morning at the Wiltshire Bell Theater. You'll see them there long before 11 o'clock, silently praying. No words spoken, but they're silently praying. They're praying for you, too, for everyone. So I thought you might enjoy that this morning, and we get letters like that occasionally, and we get permission to use them. So I'm sure it will bless someone, perhaps many. I know many students who sit down for 5 or 10 minutes every day and meditate on the fact that God is the only presence and the only power. They let their thoughts dwell on this profound truth. Makes no difference what church they go to. That's not important. They look at it from all angles, and then they begin to think that every person they meet is an expression of God. That, in fact, everything they see is God made manifest, that it is God dramatizing himself for the joy of expressing himself. As they do this, they find their whole world changing. They experience better health, outer conditions improve, and they're possessed of a new vitality and energy. Your whole world will change as you really begin to see God in everything and in everyone. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace. This means that the man who begins to see God everywhere, and who follows and practices the good, will not be afraid of anything. As a matter of fact, the whole world will be his friend, and everything will extend the offer of help whether animate or what the world calls inanimate. Of course, there is no such thing as inanimate matter. That's nonsense today. Everything is alive. The stones are alive. The razor blade is alive. That piece of soap is alive. The only way to magnify the presence of God in the eyes of others is to radiate at all times the sunlight of God's love. Love God or truth, and you will be under a divine compulsion for good. You cannot go wrong. You will find that you will never make any real mistake or a wrong choice. Love of all things good or of the truth is really touching God. Who touched me? I feel virtue has gone out of me. I was amazed Wednesday night at that remarkable audience in San Diego. They're all hungry and thirsting after the truth. Just the place flooded with people, so to speak. Wanting one thing, just the truth of their own being. Many of them told me that they've been healed through this radio message, which, of course, is given over another station at night, 860 on your dial. XEMO is the name of the station. It's 860 on your dial every night at 8 o'clock. And people in San Diego and all around the greater part of the state hear that message. Same message as this, only it's broadcast over another station. You might like to tell your friends living outside of many cities in the state. They will be glad to hear that message. You are always practicing the presence of God when you activate your mind with true ideas which heal and strengthen you. Your mind needs cleansing, discipline, and direction. By practicing the presence of God, you are constantly cleansing your mind. This is called prayer. Think all day long from the standpoint of the one God about every person in every situation. Pray at work by realizing God is your partner, God is guiding you, directing you, that God is in action through all your associates, through the manager, through the salesman, through the girl in the office, and so forth, and watch the wonders happen in your life. That's a simple prayer, isn't it? People call it the practice of the presence of God, but we strip it from all mystery and teach you how to use it. Now, the announcer said that I would give a special message for men this Sunday, yes, but of course it's for men and women, it's for everyone. But I would like you to invite your father and your grandfather, perhaps that man friend of yours, perhaps your brother, your uncle, or someone has never attended a message like this. Perhaps he doesn't belong to any church at all. A great number of people do not. They don't go anywhere. Why not invite him this Sunday? It's Father's Day. Tell him that Dr. Murphy is speaking on a very important subject. You don't have to give it a religious name. Don't frighten him. Tell him I'm talking on how to handle the ups and downs of life, the secret of handling the ups and downs. And also tell him that I said that men are more gloomy and despondent than women. He probably believed that, because he gets these fits of depression himself, probably. And he is interested in it. Now, don't tell me he's not. He certainly is interested in it. And I want to see him there this Sunday, as by your side. And I want you to come bring him up and introduce him to me. And I'll be glad to meet him. And I think he'll enjoy what I have to say. And I'm going to be tough also this Sunday. It'll be a real man's message. And it's a very important lecture this Sunday, a great psychological and spiritual feast, which is the only thing we have every Sunday. Well, every Sunday of the year, I tell you that to come to a spiritual and psychological feast on the great truths of God. And I teach that if you fill your mind with these truths, then you will be free. And many men tell me that they come, some travel 1,600 miles, they say they come to fill their spiritual batteries. That's a very nice way of expressing it. That's their way of expressing it. It's very good, I think. Now, there is a secret of handling the ups and downs of life. And for the benefit of the men present this Sunday, I'm going to go into a little detail on how Lincoln prayed when he was troubled and in the darkest hours of his life, and the great serenity, equanimity, and peace, and the waves of God's peace that came over him as he used this great prayer. And I'm going to take time out Sunday for the benefit of the men present on Lincoln's great prayer. And I think if men will apply it, that a revolution, yes, a spiritual and psychological revolution, will take place in their thinking and in their way of life. So be sure to invite your men friends this Sunday. Now do that, because after all, it is Father's Day, and you have to love your father. And if you don't, you should see me. There's something terribly wrong with you. Now, there is a wonderful Bible teaching for casting out discouragement and depression. A certain amount of rising and falling of moods, of course, is normal. But I have had many women say to me, "Why is it? I've been thinking constructively. I'm praying. I'm not thinking negatively. I don't hate anyone. But I get so awfully blue at times. So frightfully depressed. So melancholy. Well, I'll explain that this Sunday. And it's true, you weren't thinking negatively, but there is another answer to that, you know. It's very simple. Enter into a life, friends, of dynamic power, of joy and happy living. Yes, you can. Get on the beam of God's glory this Sunday. Rise, transcend, and grow. Elevate your spirits. Employ the technique, the methodology of the Bible. And banish out discouragement and depression. It does not belong in God's sanctuary, and you're the sanctuary of the tabernacle of the living God. Children over 4, we have a school for them. Decide now to rise above all depression, melancholia, and to live in a constant upbeat. Yes, to the rhythm of the eternal God. And also, for your benefit, there will be a limited number of Quimby's, The Philosophy of Phineas Parkes Quimby by Anita Dresser on the book table. Limited number of these books, and you may have them, of course, as you come in. They're on the book table. They're $2 books. The Philosophy of Phineas Parkes Quimby by Anita Dresser. Very interesting. Now we'll have our meditation together. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come. And the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies until the day break and the shadows flee away. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away.
This Sunday morning, Dr. Murphy is speaking on a very important subject for all, the secret of handling the ups and downs of life. And there'll be a special Father's Day message, too. If you feel wonderful one day and depressed and discouraged the next, the rise and fall of moods can be adjusted so that you can have enthusiasm, faith, confidence, delight, and power all your life. Rise above depression, discouragement, and walk forward in the light. Join this large and enthusiastic body of men and women this Sunday at the Wilshire Ebell Theater at 11 o'clock and hear this inspiring message. All are welcome. Come and bring your friends. Dr. Murphy would like to greet you personally.
We're all familiar with the expression, absence makes the heart grow fonder, and we have quoted it glibly many times. It has been said that absence is its own particular kind of messenger of the gods. If we understand the true ministry of absence to hungry hearts, we can bear our own separations better and can be of invaluable help to many others who are suffering the same heartaches as we are. So often, sorrowing persons forget that the supreme worth in loving is the loving itself. How alone is one who cannot love? How far from man's high estate as a child of God has the person fallen who measures life's values so exclusively in terms of money and position that his capacity for great and selfless love is gone? How poverty-stricken, beyond all starvation and choking lack, is he who has nothing to love? When any experience or circumstance comes to an individual to open up new depths in his loving, or by the light of different conditions to brighten a few facets of its beauty, this rich visitation holds in its bountiful hands a great blessing. Absence of those we love is such a bringer of added values. In what unused corners of our hearts we find tender, lovely thoughts we'd forgotten. It's like foraging in a rarely visited attic and finding childhood playthings that enrich us with beautiful moments lived over. In how many new ways we discover that we love. These are bright and glorious treasures of human experience. Blessed is he who loves more. Of course, this experience is like every other in life. Its influence depends upon the way we use it. We can, if we will, let absence wreck our peace, and in the name of love, destroy that for which it professes to stand. For let us remember that love is not fear. Love is not sorrow. Love is not pity, even though they are related in meaning. That is love in its true and wise sense, which refuses to fear, which will not sorrow, and which holds its loved one high above pity. So let us not recoil from absence. Let us give thanks that it makes us tender and floods our spirit with streams of prayerful thought. It is a wonderful thing to have the heart stirred deeply by unselfish regard. We know experiences when we pour out our hearts in tender, loving, and blessing thoughts. It is God's presence felt within us when we are absorbed by the desire to bless another. We may rejoice, too, that our lives contain such great values. How strange that with such golden treasures in our hearts, we should go about sorrowing more than the person whose empty life has no loved one in it. For love itself, and for the experiences of love that highlight our lives, we may give thanks. In thanksgiving, there lies alleviation of sorrow and quieting of pain. We reach across the miles with the so-called radio waves of spirit. In the unseen reality that is God, we and our absent loved ones are together. Who knows to what extent our thoughts of them and theirs of us are the meeting times of our souls? The inexplicable peace that comes to these loved ones, is it the visitation of our hearts? This aura of protection about them, is it the far-reaching strength of our faith? Whatever we feel, whatever is our deepest inner faith, finds its way to those for whom we care. As the network of copper wires conducting electricity knits together into one great system the multitude of a city's lights, so our love links us together for the flow of spiritual power. Now we are blessed indeed that every thought of ours can be shaped to beauty for our absent loved ones. From the ugliness of some daily news, from the shallowness of community gossip, and from the nervous tension about those to whom our love binds us, we can turn to thoughts of safety, beauty, and worth. Because they are tuned to us, they will broadcast thoughts of brightness and blessing. Because it is they who most deeply share our thoughts, we'll send out to them the spiritual thoughts that we would wish them to have. There are two rays that we should never send in their direction. Never do we wish to let the vibrations of these evil rays proceed from our hearts, for no person is so sure to pick them up as the one who loves us. These rays are fear and hate. Fear and hate. Across the world, like lightning in a storm, they will rage and snap in destruction. They can never produce anything good. They are rays of misery and demolition. Therefore, let us have no traffic with fear in our hearts. Certainly not with fear for the safety and well-being of our loved ones. What they catch from us must be the message of confidence, trust, peace. According to our faith, it shall be. And we keep our faith sure and strong. In praying, we receive those things which we believe we have received. So let us keep reminding ourselves that those for whom we pray have received the well-being for which we prayed. Let us affirm our faith that God has answered. Let us be careful to avoid indulging in hate or feelings of revenge, and thus linking up our lives with the forces of evil. Hate, anger, and the desire for revenge are all vile and evil forces from which can come only withering waste. Hate may not hurt your enemy, but it is sure to hurt you. And it may hurt those to whom your thinking is closely attuned. To them, and as a part of our ministry of well-being, we send out only constructive thoughts and positive feelings. There is a mystery of our healing and helping. As we allow ourselves to become God-like, we spread His blessing. Starting with love of those who are dear to us, keeping our hearts abounding in universal goodwill, trusting quietly that all is well, we link ourselves in wholesome thought and protecting passion to all those within the reach of our hearts. In this way, we reach across the miles. Grateful for the richness of regard that makes absence important, giving thanks for the renewed surges of appreciation and tenderness, we shall send out our thanks. We shall send out our love, divine messengers of the heavens, to reach and bless the persons whom we adore. Against fear and its evils, we protect them by the calm confidence of our own spirit. Against the rages of hate and anger, we protect them by the solid wall of our unshakable goodwill. They are defended, and we are blessed. In gratitude for their place in our feelings, in love and confidence, radiating peace, we reach toward them across the miles. Every month, Unity School of Christianity receives thousands of requests for prayers for the protection and welfare of loved ones. Unity wholeheartedly cooperates by daily holding special prayers for protection for these dear ones. Prayer is a protecting power. It unifies one instantly with God, whose love is your protection. The prayer for protection that Unity has used for a number of years, and one that has become popular with thousands of persons, is this. The prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds you. The love of God enfolds you. The power of God protects you. The presence of God watches over you. Wherever you are, God is. If you'd like to have a copy of this prayer, or if you want to send it to a loved one, write to Unity for it. It's printed on a small card suitable for carrying in the pocket or the billfold. One of these cards also carries the prayer of faith on one side. As many of you know, the prayer of faith has been a favorite with Unity students and followers for many years. It is memorized by both children and adults, and it's a never-failing help in time of need. Don't permit yourself to become jittery and upset. There is constructive power in calmness, and God works best through you when you are calm and quiet. You can train yourself to be calm at any time you choose to enter into your inner self, regardless of the turmoil on the outside. When you have learned to find peace within your own soul, you will not even hear the outer din. What is peace? How shall we define it? The dictionary tells us that peace is a state of tranquility or quiet, public order or security, harmony in personal relations, freedom from fears. Our own hearts tell us that peace is all of these and more. Peace is the serenity and harmony of God coming to our lives and hearts through our perfect oneness with Him. Whatever condition or situation disturbs your peace of mind, you can learn to think calmly and quietly. Choose any thought that helps you, and let it repeat itself in the back of your mind like a theme song accompanying a radio program. Let it introduce other thoughts. Let it be a simple thought. One of the kind that needs little or no remembering, such as, there is one presence and one power. God is my help in every need. Or, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You have a favorite helpful thought, I'm sure. So use it. It will quiet the storms that disturb your soul. It will bring tranquility into your body and affairs if you use it. Remember, peace is freedom from fear. Calmly and quietly turn to God using your favorite prayer or affirmation. God is mighty in the midst of you. Remember this, Fear lives in the confused mind. By holding firmly to one little thought of faith, you have the key to an easy concentration that shuts out all possibility of confusion. Have faith, and your faith will inspire faith in others. Your confidence in the goodness of God and the power of right and goodness in human affairs will help to bring about public order and security. Each peaceful life is a mighty factor in building the peace of the world. Unity Viewpoint is brought to you every weekday at this time by Unity Headquarters at Lee's Summit, Missouri. Feel free to write into Unity for a copy of this program, Unity Viewpoint, or especially write in for the prayer for protection, which we quoted this morning. To those absent from you, pray for their protection and pour out thoughts that are loving and tender toward them. Send your request for the prayer for protection or for a copy of Unity Viewpoint to Unity Radio, Lee's Summit, Missouri. Until tomorrow at this time, good morning, and God bless you, everyone.